Alrighty, and welcome to this Friday download, this Friday, December 19th of 2025. This is your weekly recap, where we take the last 7 to 10 days of AI news, fact check it aggressively, and then explain it like you and I are eating fries and trying not to panic about the future. This is the show where AI is a magic. It's math. Very, very expensive math, and somehow still fascinating. So let's jump right to it. First off, AI is using a lot of energy, like a lot. You know what I mean. Let's start with something that is not speculation. AI data centers consume enormous amounts of electricity and water. Well, duh. This has been confirmed by academics, investigative journalism, company disclosures from major cloud providers. Training large models requires massive compute, and running them continuously, inference, now accounts for a growing share of global data center energy use. To put it gently, every just one more prompt has a physical cost somewhere. Companies and researchers agree on the trend, even if exact numbers go vary a little bit. Energy demand, rising fast. Water, used extensively for cooling those really hot-ass servers. Emissions dependent, heavily on regional power grids. So we're talking coal, oil, you know, all those great emissions that are 100% work to make sure these data centers stay on power. So what does this mean? Your AI assistant doesn't live in the cloud. It lives in a very real building that needs electricity, water, and an emotional support engineer. Punchline, the cloud turns out to be extremely grounded. And our second news story, multiple tech executives have publicly stated that competing at the frontier of AI development requires tens to hundreds of billions of dollars in long-term investment. Billions. This includes customized AI chips, massive data centers, which we just talked about shortly, energy contracts, which we just talked about a little bit ago, and talent and research cost. Not that they're hiring the best people, that would be. These are not leaks or rumors, they're on the record statements. What's changed recently is that AI is no longer considered just software. It's now infrastructure on the scale of railroads or our enormous power grids. So how does this translate? Well, we didn't invent digital intelligence, we invented very expensive thinking appliances. Ask your fridge for updates today. When your chatbot needs its own capital expenditure strategy, you know things have escalated quickly. Another story on a confirmed trend. Many AI companies and researchers are intentionally avoiding the term artificial general intelligence, that AGI, in all their public-facing language. But why? Well, it's very vague. It's emotionally loaded. It triggers regulatory and ethical alarm bells everywhere. This doesn't mean the gold disappeared. It means the language changed. You'll now hear phrases like advanced AI systems, frontier models, highly capable general purpose models, not AGI. So it's basically your same concept, fewer pitchforks. And don't worry, it's not a rebrand. It's a verbal de-escalation. So let's talk about some of the good stuff that doesn't make your eye twitch. First off, AI systems are getting better at reasoning tasks. This has been confirmed across multiple benchmarks and research papers that recent AI systems show measurable improvements in multi-step reasoning, planning, and tool use. This doesn't mean AI thinks like a human. It means better handling of complex instructions, fewer obvious logical failures, more consistency in long-form tasks. How do we put this friendly? Well, it's less confident intern energy and more junior analyst who double checks their work. You know those kind of people. That matters for research, education, and real world problem solving, not just for chatbots. We're looking at how AI research outputs are becoming more accessible to everybody. That's a great thing. Confirmed product updates show that AI assisted research tools now generate reports with interactive charts, visual explanations, and structured summaries. And how I would put that? Well, I'm really good at making Excel charts and spreadsheets. And yeah, another spreadsheet there. Pivot table. We haven't talked about pivot tables, but yeah, all of it leads back to Microsoft Excel. Why does this help? Well, non-experts understand complex tasks and topics with pretty little pictures. Researchers communicate findings more clearly with pretty little pictures. Decision makers engage with data instead of ignoring it with pretty little pictures. So the report might finally get read because it's full of pictures. So accessibility, well, it's an underrated innovation. Now AI in healthcare is quietly expanding. Confirmed by government and institutional announcements, AI is being deployed to assist with early disease detection, clinical decision support, medical imaging analysis. These systems augment professionals. They aren't going to replace them. So why is this important for us? Well, this is one of the most regulated and cautious uses of AI, which is a good thing because you're talking about lots of people here and, you know, a really fatal thing. But let's end on a warm note here. When AI helps doctors, instead of replacing them, everyone wins. Now let's look at some tiny little tech snacks. First one, sovereign AI infrastructure. Think about that. Translation. Governments are building national AI compute so they aren't fully dependent on foreign cloud providers. Well, why would they want this? Well, it's part of a national strategy. I think, for instance, do we really want Russia holding our AI clouds, or do we want, say, ourselves? Do we want to pick up, you know, Venezuela's or whatever the newsy thing, whatever. Move on to our tech snack number two. AI jobs are still growing. The demand for AI-related skills continues to rise globally. Now, why does this matter? It's saying that AI literacy is becoming foundational, not optional. So, kids, get a degree in computer science or AI, not philosophy. Now, our final tech snack of the week. Inference cost. What does this mean to us? Well, running AI at scale is often more expensive than training it. Why? Why do we care? Well, this affects pricing, access, and who can actually deploy AI responsibly. You know, got to do it correctly. And that's the week. No hype, no sci-fi promises, and just verified facts. Served with the side of HUMOR. AI is expensive. AI is powerful. AI is still very much a human project with human constraints. If you like this breakdown, subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who still thinks that AI lives exclusively inside of their phone, or their AirPods, or their smartwatch, or ... This has been Dr. JR, the Doctor of AI, reminding you to do something quirky, but please, for the love of all those data centers, do it responsibly.